You're listening to the Murder Speaks podcast, the show that spills the tea about true crime. Here's your host, Wendy Hinbest.
Hey, welcome back to Murder Speaks. Hope everyone's having a great week. So today's real crime story is about 18-year-old Shante Huntington. After dropping out of Overland High School, Shante told her mother that she wanted to move to Miami to start a new life, and she wanted to become a hairdresser. Now, Shante's mother begged her not to go, but Shante already made up her mind.
So you're planning to hang out with some friends or go to the gym, and you don't know what to wear, and you're so bored of all of your clothes. This is why Crystal Kiss offers a wicked selection of true crime merch to bring your wardrobe to life. From hoodies, leggings, and t-shirts to joggers, crop tops, and tank tops, Crystal Kiss has you covered. Make a fashion statement with Crystal Kiss. Check out crystalkiss.com today.
So Shante left her home for Miami with her boyfriend Tyree Banks in January of 2006. Now, life in the new city was not easy for Shante, so she became an escort to make a living. On May 22, 2006, Tyree Banks called 911 because Shante left the motel at around 7:30 to get something to eat, and she did not come back. After Shante moved to Miami, she frequently updated her mother and two brothers. But then one day, all the messages stopped. Shante's family repeatedly tried to get a hold of her, but they couldn't. They even posted a message on Craigslist asking if anyone has seen her, and they flew to Miami and handed out flyers. The police immediately launched a full-fledged investigation into her disappearance. The police combed through the local area for leads, but there was no news of Shante. Her body was recovered in a wooded area in Loxahatchee, Florida. The next day, directly across the street from, now I'm not sure if I'm saying this name right, I apologize if I'm not, but I believe it's pronounced Guillermo. Anyway, her body was found in a wooded area directly across the street from Guillermo's sister-in-law's house. She was completely nude and wrapped from head to toe in a sheet and a shower curtain. An autopsy determined that she had died from asphyxiation. Shante was choked so hard that the bones in her throat were shattered. What a monster. Now, the police were able to collect a foreign DNA sample from the crime scene, but there was no matches in the database. Detectives also noticed some dog hairs on the victim and took them into evidence, hoping it turned into a lead. Now, the police questioned witnesses after interviewing Shante's acquaintances, but everybody on the list had an alibi, so they were ruled out. Then, a totally unrelated crime gave detectives a massive breakthrough. Guillermo Romero was recently arrested, and his DNA was placed in the database. And it matched the DNA found on the shower curtain and the duct tape. And the dog hairs that were found at the crime scene matched hairs from a family of dogs that were raised in the home of Guillermo's then sister-in-law.
If you're looking for true crime merch with a great fit and feel, look no further. Crystal Kiss has a wide selection of clothes to brighten up your wardrobe. I like to wear clothes that make a fashion statement and says something about me. Like, our true crime and chocolate design describes me very well. I love chocolate and I love watching true crime, so they go hand in hand. Our hoodies are so soft and can be paired with one of our true crime joggers to make a super comfy outfit. Our true crime t-shirts fits true to size and last several washes. For a night out, throw on a pair of heels with one of our true crime leggings and a crop top. Whatever you're doing, Crystal Kiss has you covered. You people in the US get free shipping when you order three or more items. You can also use discount code MURDER15, that's MURDER15, and save 15% off your entire order. Check out our wicked selection of true crime merch today at crystalkiss.com.
Ding, 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 ding. And Guillermo had been given a couple of those puppies. Oh my gosh, the dogs helped solve the crime. This is the reason I love dogs. Now, after obtaining the dog DNA and the human DNA, police spoke to Guillermo Romero. Now, after obtaining both the human DNA and the dog DNA, police spoke to Guillermo, and he denied knowing Shantae or even seeing her. Boy, bye. And when confronted with the DNA evidence, Guillermo could offer no explanation as to why his DNA would be on the shower curtain and the duct tape, or why the hairs of his dog were found on her body. Police spoke to his ex-wife, and she told them that she had a restraining order against him because he was so violent and he scared her, and that she separated from him in May of 2006. Now, she said that 6 months before they separated, he asked her to have a threesome, but of course she refused. And apparently later on, he told her that he did find an escort and brought the escort back to their home and had sex with her while she was at work. Now, Shantae was employed as an escort in the Miami area, and she even placed an ad in the paper called the Miami New Times. Guillermo was arrested and charged with her murder. Of course, he kept insisting that he did not know who she was, and that he was innocent, and that he's never seen her before in her life. Okay. There's just way too much evidence linking him to the crime. However, he finally pleaded guilty to manslaughter, and he was sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in 2013. That's it? 3 years and 4 months for taking a life? That's crazy. Now, because he was arrested in 2010, the judge gave him credit for time served. And according to prison records, Guillermo was released in the same year as his conviction. According to records, his residence upon release is in the city of Opa-locka in Miami-Dade County, Florida. That is just so crazy. I feel so bad for Shantae's family. Like, she was living at home. She wanted to start a whole new life for herself. She left to start a whole new life for herself. And her mother begged her not to go. But, you know, she was 18. She just wanted to venture off and just, you know, start a life for herself. And she barely got to live her life. As soon as she gets there, she pretty much gets murdered. I can't believe he only got 3 years and 4 months. I mean, if this happened in Texas, it would have gotten a lot more than that. I mean, that's crazy. For taking a human life? Wow. And now he's like living his life, and poor Shantae, she's gone. I feel really bad for her family. And for everyone out there who knew Shantae Huntington, I'm very sorry for your loss. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you on the next one. Toodles! Thank you.